It's 20 past five. All Blacks manager Darren Chandis told a Sydney court today he was shocked when a listening device was found in one of the team's meeting rooms in Sydney last year. Now, Chandis, the first witness in the case against the All Blacks security consultant Adrian Gard, who said he found the device hidden inside a chair. Jared Savage is the New Zealand Herald's investigations reporter in Sydney. Hi, Jared.
Hi, Rachel.
Just remind us what Adrian Gard is accused of.
Well, he's charged with one count of a false representation resulting in a police investigation. Basically, what the police are saying is that Gard made it all up, that the bug that he found, in inverted commas, was actually his own that he had put there. And the whole thing is an elaborate sort of story that there was no one actually trying to bug the All Blacks, essentially.
Okay, and is the case therefore that he's acted alone? Is there anything about motive that we know, or why he may have allegedly done this?
There's no sort of sense of conspiracy within Gard and the wider All Blacks around it. There's been no evidence around motive, potential motive as yet. It's all been, and the prosecutor said this, it's a very circumstantial case. There's no smoking gun. So it's very much a matter of just listening to the evidence and seeing how it all pieces together. And then the police will sum it all up and say, well, this is why we think this bug isn't real.
What did we learn from Darren Shan today, the All Blacks manager, when he spoke?
Well, it was very much building up a timeline in the week before the letters like last year. So it was very much sort of questions around when and how he spoke to Adrian Gard. What happened when Gard called him, really urgently, and said, you need to come up to my room. And he walked in and there was, chairs cut open with a battery and a wire coming out of it. His shock around that, because this is basically the first time that they had confirmation that, they thought was confirmation of being spied on. And then basically his actions throughout the week, dealing with the hotel management, who hired private investigators to look into it. And then finally, very late in the piece, the decision to go to the police, sort of on the eve of the test match. Mm. So there was a lot of not aggressive questioning, but sort of cynical questioning around, basically, why did you take so long to go to the police? And Shan said, look, we were under the impression that it was the hotel's job to deal with it. It wasn't until the Friday that we found out that it was a criminal offence. Although there may be a suggestion of evidence to contradict that from right. other witnesses to come.
Earlier you heard from a specialist on listening devices. What did they have to say?
Well, it was quite technical evidence in some ways. But basically, this is the person that Adrian Gard called to say, look, we want you to come in and do a bit more specialist sort of work. We think that the All Blacks have been bugged in the past. Please come in and do some sweeps. And they swept the Sydney Oval where they were training, and of course the alarm bells were ringing off everywhere, so they thought there could be a problem here, but it was just the electronics and the watering system for the pitch, so no real problems there. Went into the hotel, swept the room, and there was what they call electronic alerts. They do a number of tests, and one test looks for silicon, basically, which is found in all electronic devices. There was a couple of alerts and a couple of cheers. He said to, this is a guy called Charles Carter, he said to Gard, you might want to check these out a little bit closely, a bit more closely, but you can only do that by cutting them open, and I don't want to do that. And then Gard took those to his room and cut them open, and from there, he called Shand, and the whole thing sort of spiraled from there.
Extraordinary case. Jared Savage, our investigations reporter in Sydney, thank you. It is 23 past five.